call is now being recorded.
Hi, all. Thanks again. This is John Heerdink with Groundwork Forum. And today, again, we have the pleasure of having Dr. Stephen Quay on the phone with us or on the podcast with us. And we're going to be speaking more about the exciting work that Stephen is doing at a Tulsa Genetics, a Seattle-based biotech firm that's focused on finding new and innovative ways to treat breast cancer. Please say hello today, Stephen, and if you could do just a quick reminder of who you are and the amazing accomplishments you've had in the field.
Well, I'd be glad to, John. Welcome here on this warm day, calling in from Seattle. So I grew up in Michigan and got an MD, PhD at the university there. Taught and did my residency at the Harvard Medical School Hospital, Mass General, and did a postdoc with a Nobel laureate at MIT, and then taught at Stanford for about 10 years. There I started my first company to commercialize the gadolinium that I had invented for MRI contrast. Been used in about 70 million people. And the TOSA here is company number 6. But I believe that what we're doing here will be bigger than anything I've done in my life. So really happy to talk to your listeners about what we've got going here.
Well, thanks again, Stephen. Today, I know specifically you wanted to speak about gynecomastia and also topical endoxifen. Maybe just start with telling everybody what gynecomastia is and why they should care.
Well, absolutely. So, you know, it's the Latin term that doctors in the medical community use for abnormal breast growth in a man. You know, and I'm reminded here on a hot summer day when you go to the beach that it's prevalent. About 1 in 4 men over the age of between 50 and 70 have it. Almost all men who are having treatment for prostate cancer get it. Sometimes juvenile boys will get it for certain kinds of medication that they may take for other conditions. So, as I said, about 10 million American men have this condition. And it really has as its common cause too much estrogen. So we all have a little bit of estrogen and a lot of testosterone as a man. It's the other way around for women. But if that balance, if that teeter-totter gets tipped the wrong way, then the breast tissue will start to grow. And it can grow for up to a year, then in a reversible fashion. Eventually it can become permanent. But what we are trying to do is to find a way to interrupt that process. Currently, for example, prostate cancer patients can pay up to $25,000 to have surgery done to remove the excess tissue. That's typically not covered by insurance. They sometimes require radiation of the breast, but that can hurt your heart and lungs. We think that a topical form of the drug that we're developing would be an excellent way to treat this condition.
Well, that's great. It's amazing that it's affecting 10 million men. Could you suggest, you know, if a man believes he might be affected, what he should do and how he might recognize it in its early stages?
Well, sure. So it's relatively easy to see for a physician and even for, I think, a layperson. I mean, there's a difference between being, you know, sort of obese and having tissue everywhere as opposed to having what look like enlarged breasts. And so that's the differentiation. You can actually do ultrasound and see a difference between fatty tissue and new breast tissue. And our approach is to put a drug, which is an antiestrogen, on the breast where the problem is and avoid exposure to the entire body. Well, we know, for example, that an oral antiestrogen tablet can be taken, tamoxifen, but in about a year of treatment, up to 10% of the men will have serious side effects, strokes, pulmonary emboli, and the like. So oral treatment works very fine, but it has a lot of side effects. So our approach is to be topical, basically putting the drug where the problem is. We like that approach.
I think that makes a lot of sense, Stephen, and I'm glad to hear that you're working on this for the TOSA. And again, you expect, I guess, your current, are you in your phase one study at this point, or where are you at in your approach?
Yeah. So before we can test it in men with prostate cancer who are going to begin their antiandrogen therapy, we need to prove safety and efficacy in a phase one trial, which was completed over the last few months. We are now analyzing the data, and we hope to report it in the next 60 to 90 days. And when I speak of efficacy, I want to be sure I emphasize to your listeners that we are talking about measuring blood levels and showing that it doesn't get into the blood but gets into the tissue as a measure of efficacy. We're not measuring breast tissue in this particular study. But so by the end of September, we'd like to be reporting results to your listeners and are very excited about the potential to move on to the next phase.
Well, that's great. We are too. I know that for those of us invested in Atossa, like myself, it's been very exciting to see when we've seen these moments where you've had positive data and put up those results as well. So hopefully we're in for another slew of significant movements in value creation in the Atossa stock. Again, everyone, Atossa Genetics trades on NASDAQ. Its symbol is ATOS. I guess before we end off, I would just ask, Stephen, is there anything you'd like to add on the subject? Truly enjoyed speaking again with you today.
No, I just appreciate bringing your readers up to listeners up to speed with our program for the treatment of gynecomastia in men with our topical endoxifen. Thanks for your time, John.
Thanks again, Stephen.